Since this Friday is Asara B'Teves, Erev Shabbos Parsha Yigash, we would like to go through some of the common shailos that come up regarding Asara B'Teves that lands up on the Erev Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Kuf Nun brings down that there's a chumrah that we don't take warm or hot showers on a tainis. And the shaila is it mutter to take a regular shower on Erev Shabbos, which is Asara B'Teves, which is a tainis? So the Mishnah Berurah himself says that it's fine. He says, the lashon is like this. In Tav Kuf Nun Sifkot Nevav, he says, V'chein, im chal asara b'teves b'erev Shabbos, ein lahachmir b'rechitza b'cham b'rechavet Shabbos. That means that on Erev Shabbos, asara b'teves, you'll have to take a regular warm shower, just like every other Friday, even though it's a tiny, even though it's asara b'teves, but kavet Shabbos, it's mutter to take a hot shower. Why? Because kavet Shabbos is a mitzvah, and this not taking a hot shower is a chumrah. So b'makom the chumrah, we doicha the chumrah, and we say take a hot shower the kavet Shabbos. Now another shaila some wanted to know is it mutter to make early Shabbos in order to finish the fast earlier? What we're going to do is you'll go after plaga mincha, daven ma'ariv, just like in the summer you daven erev Shabbos, daven ma'ariv early, in kavet Shabbos early. Let's kavet Shabbos early and let us finish the fast early. Is that allowed or not? So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Mem Tes says that in Kibbutz Lov L'Sanos Erev Shabbos, if you're fasting Erev Shabbos, Tzorich L'Sanos Ad Seis HaChavim, you have to fast until nightfall. In Lo Shapiras B'Shas Kabbalah, HaTainis Ad Shishlimu Ad Tzibut V'Lasam. Unless you spoke out clearly, when you're making this own Tainis on yourself, you're only fasting until after the Tzibur Davins. And the Ramah brings down V'Yash Oimrim, the Lo Yashlim El V'Yach Yitz V'Tzikness Yechol. Some say that you're allowed to, even without making it tonight. But L'maisi comes out, that's Dafka V'Tainis Yochid. But V'Tainis Tzibur, you have to wait until nightfall. So therefore, even if someone makes early Shabbos, the halacha is he still has to wait until nightfall before he breaks his fast. Therefore, if someone usually waits 50 minutes after Shkia before he breaks his fast, he should wait until 50 minutes after Shkia until he breaks his fast, even though he davened Ma'ariv earlier. So, l'maisa, when someone davens Ma'ariv, they'll probably daven a little quicker, and they'll probably finish around 40 minutes after Shkia. So the Olam should rush home and make Kiddush by 50 minutes after Shkia, if that's when he eats. If he eats a little later, usually on a Tainus, he can wait a little longer. Some say that even if you usually wait 72 minutes, but here when it comes to Shabbos, you could break the fast after 50 minutes. And either way, you should try to break it fast as quickly as possible once it reaches his man. And don't panya around in shul. Don't wait around in shul. You should come home right away. And the reason is because you're not supposed to be on Shabbos ma'unah. You're not supposed to be in pain on Shabbos. Therefore, you should right away try to make Kiddush right when you come home. Another shaila that comes up is some want to take a coffee after a fast, a long fast. It's not such a long fast this year, but in any case, until 5 o'clock, 5:30, you already didn't have a coffee the whole day, and some people need a coffee. The shaila is, can you take a coffee by the beginning of the Suda and then continue the Suda? The problem is that if you take a coffee after Kiddush, after you wash, you take a coffee then, you're going to end up having milchiks and fleishiks in the same Suda. So even though Ikar HaDin, that is mutter, k'mavuyer in the Ramah in Hilchos Shavuos, but l'maisa, the Magen brings down from Hazayah that you should not eat milchiks and fleishiks in the same meal. So therefore, some are machmer not to drink a coffee in the same meal as fleishiks. So what's the etza if someone wants to drink a coffee? So the best etza is that right after Kiddush to take a coffee and then make a burn of fashos on the coffee. Now, once you make a burn of fashos on the coffee, that's considered like you have a hefsek, it's a different suda. And now, when you wash, it's a different suda than the drinking coffee because you made a burn of fashos on the coffee. Now, the only way you can make a burn of fashos on the coffee is only if you drink it pretty quickly. You have to drink it quickly. Some hold that even drink it slowly can make a burn of fashos, but the best is to drink it a little quicker, and then at least the end of it. And if we have a shear for burning the fashos. Now, what about the bracha rishona on the coffee? So it depends. If you're the one who makes kiddush, so then you made a bayir pri gafen and you drank a revius. And like we were spoken earlier, shurim, that when you drink a revius yayin and you made a bracha, a bayir pri gafen, that pot is any other bracha for any other drink, you know, drink afterwards. If you don't make a bracha rishona on the coffee. But if you didn't, if you wanted the shaymim of the kiddush, you heard the kiddush and you only drank a little bit wine, so then it's a shaila if you make another shahakal on a drink. Some say you do, some say you don't. So if you have a suffix. So if you should make a shahakal on something else, on a candy, and patter the coffee with that candy. And again, make it a burn of fashos on the coffee before you start the Suda. Therefore, it won't be considered milchiks and fleishiks in the same Suda. One important clarification to the coffee question is that after you drink the coffee, you have to have a kenuach v'adacha between milchiks and fleishiks. Therefore, you have to eat something
and drink something in between the milchus and fleish. Some of them have to wait a half hour. But usually in a Shabbos Suda, by the time you get to the main course or to the soup, which is fleishiks, you already had a kenuach v'adachuk. You already had a drink and you already had your challah, which is, and the fish, which is a kenuach and adacha. So therefore, it's not so again. But you have to remember this, that you cannot eat between milchus and fleishiks. We're having kenuach adacha in between, and some have a minute to wait a half hour.
Everyone should have a meaningful and easy fast.